Radio Prague News.
An attempt to kidnap four Czech tourists in Yemen was stopped by local security forces on Monday, according to the Yemeni Ministry of the Interior. The committee meeting to select a new police chief has rejected both candidates in the first round. And the Czech Agrarian Chamber has appealed to local meat processing plants not to buy cheap pork from Germany for fear of dioxin contamination. An attempt to kidnap four Czech tourists in Yemen was stopped by local security forces on Monday, according to the Yemeni Ministry of the Interior. The tourists are said to be unharmed. The incident took place in a village in the Al Hayma district, about 60 kilometers west of Sana'a, the Arab country's capital. Two soldiers and a child were reportedly wounded during the clash between the police and kidnappers. The would-be kidnappers were later captured by the security forces and are being interrogated to determine their motivation. The committee meeting to select a new police chief has rejected both candidates in the first round and is to meet again on Wednesday to consider three others. The selection procedure proposed by Interior Minister Radek Jón has evoked controversy on the Czech political scene and divided the governing coalition. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said it was unacceptable for the future police chief to be co-selected by people lower down the hierarchy, and legal experts have expressed the view that such a committee might even be in breach of the law. Former Interior Minister Ivan Langer even accused Mr. Jón of tailoring the selection procedure to a single candidate, coincidentally one of the two rejected in the first round. The Czech Agrarian Chamber has appealed to local meat processing plants not to buy cheap pork from Germany for fear of dioxin contamination. Jan Veleba, president of the Agrarian Chamber, said the dioxin scandal had acquired immense proportions and the case was clearly far more serious than it originally appeared. He slammed the Czech authorities for not double-checking Germany's initial assurances that pork imports to the Czech Republic were free of contamination. He said that given the fact that animal feed in Germany had been contaminated since March of 2010, it was still not clear how much contaminated meat had actually been imported and consumed in this country. The Czech Republic imports 17 tons of German pork monthly, with 85 truckloads of it being delivered every day. Last year's fruit harvest is reported to have been the worst in 20 years, the CTK news agency says. In spite of price rises, farmers will lose tens of millions of crowns, particularly on the biggest local commodity, apples. The apples harvested last autumn were also of inferior quality and will mostly be used for processing. The majority of apples sold on the Czech market this year will thus be imported. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring slightly colder weather with scattered snow showers and day temperatures between 0 and minus 3 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.